In October, the State Department of Education will honor the important work of teachers by selecting the next Teacher of the Year from four finalists. We've been bringing those teachers to the air this week. Today, we'll hear from the final candidate, Eric Rush. He teaches third grade at Tickasuck Brown Elementary in North Pole and has been a teacher for 9 years. He says he's had many inspiring teachers in his life, but credits his wife, who is also a teacher, with encouraging him to become a teacher. Rush says even in third grade, technology can be a challenging distraction, but also a terrific tool for creating interest and excitement for learning.
If I have kids that are reluctant readers that don't want to read a book, I'll say, hey, have you ever seen an interactive book? And they'll kind of engaged in that. They want to know what's an interactive book. Then I can show them an interactive library on an iPad. I mean, it's still reading, but it's reading in a different way. And that kind of really gets them excited about reading.
How do you think classrooms today, the students that you're teaching in your classroom, okay, is different, both challenges and benefits, than when you were a student, when you were a kid in school?
The teacher was my main information, you know. If I wanted to know something new, the teacher was the main focus, you know. If I didn't listen to the teacher, I was missing out on a lot of information. Now, the information's all out there. Information's at our fingertips. Well, now, we're no longer the focus of the information. We need to guide those children, the students, to find the information, find what's fact, what's fiction, you know, all those things. And I feel like we shouldn't, teachers now shouldn't think that they are the main speaker. The speaker should be the students. That's how they're learning, you know. It's a shift. The teacher's no longer the main source of information. It's kids learning how to use the information that's already out there.
One of the things you said was, I don't teach to a class, I teach to the individual. What did you mean by that?
So when I think of, you know, old teaching styles or methods, I think the teacher up in the front of the blackboard or whiteboard and the crowd of students sitting and waiting for whatever the teacher's saying, and the teacher's teaching to the class. Well, some student might be putting his head down, might be paying attention to something else, but the teacher's still going on with the lecture or the presentation or the lesson. I said that I teach to the individual. I make sure that I make contact with those students, each student, checking in with them and making sure that they're understanding the content that I just showed.
When you think about the future of education and teaching, what do you think it will look like?
It's hard to say what it will be. What I hope it won't be is where teachers are not in the classroom. What I would love to see is every school's incorporating devices, but also having enough professional development and trainings in those areas of, you know, certain devices or programs that will work for the child so that the child can progress at their own pace. Because not every kid is going to be third grade ready at the beginning of the year for me. And I know that. And I want to make sure that I have things available for that child to not feel like they're going to keep being behind. I want them to feel like they're getting success.
Eric Rush is one of four finalists to be the next Alaska Teacher of the Year. A winner will be named next month. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.